this is sort of, so what's the point of all this? Well, the point is that it's almost always easy, if you give me a point xy or xyz, for me to determine whether or not it lies inside the integration domain, because a typical integration domain is usually defined by the zero of some function. So I just calculate the function to see if it's positive or negative. Like in this case, for the circle, it's x squared plus y squared minus 1. I just see if that's positive or negative. However, it's often difficult or impossible to analytically calculate regions of integration, because actually in a complicated case, it doesn't even have to be single valued. You could have multiple regions of integration. Because to calculate the region of integration requires solving for if you take this arbitrary function here called h, which could be a cubic, a quadratic, or an arbitrary set of transcendental functions, it requires solving for the zeros of h, which is in general very, very hard. And so Monte Carlo methods have huge advantages for any integral which has a complex boundary. And in fact, it's sort of the only way, as far as I know, of doing those integrals easily. Because all Monte Carlo requires is that you can calculate whether or not a point is inside the integration domain or not, which is almost always easy. Whereas traditional methods, Gaussian, Simpson, trapezoidal, Newton Cotes, require you to find rigorously the integration domain. Because there is no general way of extending a function to be continuous outside the integration domain. So, well, you essentially have to multiply by this. The only way you could ever use ordinary integrals if you knew the integrand vanished rigorously at the boundary and was differentiable, the zero also at the boundary. But that's very rarely true. Typically, you're integrating functions that have a discontinuity essentially at the boundary, like value for pi. So this is sort of illustrated here. You know, here's minus the square root of 1 minus y squared plus the square root of 1 minus y squared. Simpsons requires you to integrate this function from here to here. Monte Carlo integrates over the whole region with this zero here.